from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation. Brian's going to tell you about the newest Cowboys, everything you need to know from camp here in just a second. This segment of the Nation's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. And here's Zach Wolchuk with some sports.
Yeah, since we're going to talk Cowboys with Brian here in just a moment, big news that we're still waiting on is the Brandon Ayuk trade. Now, Patriots apparently are out of this with the 49ers. They were willing to offer Brandon Ayuk up to $32 million per season. That's according to Mark Rice, who does an excellent job of covering the Patriots. But I guess that wasn't quite enough, and they couldn't reach compensation. So Pat's out. Brown Steelers still in. A lot of momentum building that the Steelers are going to be the team that ends up acquiring Brandon Ayuk. But as of 2 hours ago, I saw Shefty on ESPN saying that the the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, are at a standstill, and the 49ers just don't seem to be in a rush to make the move. Now, AI is winning again. This was AI-generated Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch just being brutally honest at the podium talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation.
Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk?
Ayuk's agent is a huge pain in my butt, man. We offered the guy $26 million a year. He had one good season and thinks he's Jerry Rice. Brandon cares more about money than competing for Super Bowls, so that puts us in a tough position.
John, will you shut the hell up? We're in a press conference here, and I thought we talked about this. I've got no good receivers left, and you're about to let my best deep threat go to the Cleveland Browns or something, and you must have got CTE while you were playing for my dad. Just get Brandon to sign the f***ing contract.
Kyle, I'm not going to pay Brandon $30 million. I'll trade him and get someone cheaper. Plus, I can probably get us a bunch of draft picks.
What am I supposed to do with draft picks, John? Man, there's no way I can defeat that cheeseburger-eating bastard, Andy Reid, when my cheapskate boss can't get deals done. This job is aging me worse than a baboon's ass in a hurricane of monkey d***.
Pretty good. Man, I saw a report today that Devontae Adams for Ayuk is possible. Yeah. Is that still alive here tonight?
That's one where, like, I did see the Raiders were floating in, and you have the Antonio Pierce connection because he coached Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State. So the thing is, there's so much ball sacking out there, but I do know everybody's just waiting because Pretty Ricky was the guy that had Ayuk to the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. And then you had all of the Shefties and the Palaceros then say that, no, the Steelers aren't part of this. Now they seem like the front runner again.
Wow.
So we know Pretty Ricky was wrong about the CeeDee Lamb deal. You know, he hinted at that maybe happening a week ago. That still hasn't happened. But might nail Brandon Ayuk going to the Pittsburgh Steelers here if that does indeed happen. But there also was a report that Shanahan's bothered by Brandon Ayuk's behavior. So I think that he does end up getting moved. It's just which team and how quickly does it end up happening.
Yeah, the whispers among the gang of seven is that the 49ers are happy with any deal that they can get.
Wow.
And so they are, but they also, I'm hearing that they're willing to wait this thing out just because they want to make sure that Brandon Ayuk goes to the place he wants to go.
Okay.
So They are comfortable with the trade packages that have been offered, but they're not. But they're, and they want to make sure that Ayuk is like, okay, if he, you know, I know New England was part of it, but they were like, hey, we're just waiting on him, and when, you know, he tells us where he wants to go, well, then that's what we'll work on. And but that, just like I say, Gang of Seven is pretty. I think I got this one wired pretty good.
Yeah.
Just because of my gang. And but they are totally comfortable with the trade packages that are currently on the table for them, and they'll make a move if they have to.
That's tremendous insight.
After Brandon decides what team he wants to go to.
And I think a lot of that also has to do with the contract, right? Like, he wants to make sure the contract's what he wants. If the Patriots were offering $32 million, obviously he wants more than that. And that's going to have a big impact on CeeDee Lamb as well. CeeDee Lamb is a much better receiver, in my opinion, than Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, way better.
And if he gets anywhere close to Justin Jefferson, it just makes CeeDee Lamb's case even that much stronger.
I would be terrified if my team is giving up big trade draft capital to get Ayuk and then giving him $32 million. I mean, this is going to be like the deal with that Steeler back in the day. Was it Smith-Schuster?
Oh, Juju.
Yeah, Juju. You know, he was clearly a number two.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that offense, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you know, a lot of weapons, he found space to operate. And I think a similar thing's going to happen with Ayuk. I'd be terrified.
Eric? I just wonder how much, like, okay, New England's willing to give him 32, but he doesn't want to
just
go
doesn't
to
want to go to
you know, yeah, it's like, hey, I'll take 30 with the Steelers.
Sure, that
know?
Could be
that's
that,
the
that
whole that's the whole thing right now, because like I say, I was talking with these guys out here, and it was, everybody was kind of like going, yeah, well, what, you know, what do you think? And they're like, hey, well, he's going to make a decision, you know. Everybody thinks that San Francisco is in actually a really good spot. Now the problem is Ricky Pearsall's been banged up, the guy that's kind of going to replace him. So that's a little bit of a problem. I wonder if they come back and all of a sudden that the 49ers do pay him. And just they say, you know what, hey, he doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He doesn't want to go to the Cleveland. He doesn't want to go to one of these places. What if he just takes a deal like that, you know, that he's just to stay in San Francisco? You know, that's something I think we need to think about as well.
Last thing before we throw things to Krusty's Corner, Giants, Lions both got fined $200K for the fights during their joint practices. So maybe more incentive for McVay and McCarthy tomorrow. Make sure your guys are, you know, toeing the line.
The NFL does not want you out there fighting.
No.
No.
And there's been a lot of fights.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised if that's a big part of Mike McCarthy's emphasis going into tomorrow against the Rams. For more on the Cowboys, here's Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner.
Hey, thank you very much, General. I appreciate all that. Hey, we had some guys. We didn't have a practice today. We just had the mock game, the walkthrough, getting ready tomorrow. By the way, DallasCowboys.com is going to have this on the website. So they're going to have a, almost like if you remember back in the day, we used to do training camp live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're going to have they're going to have camera, and they're going to have commentary crews on both fields and stuff like that. So there should be some good stuff going on there.
If there is a fight, you guys will have us surrounded.
I think so. So we'll but yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good practice. I was talking to some people in the organization that I said, hey, is this going to be a ones-on-ones kind of a thing? And my guy said, right now, that's the plan. So that'll be good versus good. You know, sometimes you don't know. Some teams practice where their ones will go against their twos during practice.
Yeah.
And so now, it's – and here with the Cowboys, they play ones versus ones. So, you know, hopefully Mike gets his way here if McVay is not one of those guys and says, hey, can we go ones versus ones? Mm-hmm. With the thought about hey, we're not going to play our guys on Sunday. You know, let's kind of get a look if we can here. So keep an eye on that. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Should be a really, really good day tomorrow. Well, with all this practices and the guys working with each other. All right, they did sign a few guys, and this surprised me a little bit because they added some linebackers to the mix. And I had a chance to sit down and watch Nick Virgil, who they signed a linebacker. I watched him in the preseason here, and these guys, a couple of these guys are kind of like career special teams guys, but then you could see a little bit of their work during the season, as far as they don't play a lot of regular season games, so you had to kind of go back and watch them play in the preseason just to get an idea about them. But everybody kind of knows the story of Nick Virgil. He's a guy that's, you know, Mike Zimmer's familiar with. They've he's played at Minnesota and places like that. But I mentioned this guy, so he's a career special teamer. He's one of those guys that's pretty good in reactions when it comes to coverage. I think he's a pretty aware player. The tackling in space was good. There was a time in this game I was watching against the when they were playing the Carolina, and they threw the ball in the flat, and he had responsibility. It was like a third down and one, and they threw it in the flat to try and get the first. And he read from inside out, and then, you know, was able to sprint over there and make the tackle before they even got the first down. So you talk about awareness, open field tackling. You could put him in coverage. I think that's something that he does pretty well. He didn't overrun any plays or put himself out of position. I'd like to see him step up a little more and be a little bit more physical, taking on blocks. But you do see when he gets locked up a little bit, he can get rid of some blockers. I'd like to see a better burst from him. You know, the one thing you watch about these Cowboy linebackers is when they see a play, they run. They are to the ball. And I could see this guy, you know, not being as quick or as fast as those guys. But like I say, this crew out here can run a little bit. So maybe a little bit better burst from him. The effort is really, really good. The strike as a tackler is really, really good. You know, just a lack of quickness, I think, is something that you got to kind of be a little bit aware of. But he is he's a solid special teams player. So we'll see how he gets in the rotation with that. Darius Harris from Kansas City most of his work is as a special teams player. He's got size. He's got better quickness than what you have with Virgil. He's got a hold though to stay in front of his guy, because I was watching him a lot of special teams. Like, how does this guy fit?
Yeah,
and he'll stay in front of his guy. He's got to hold him, and he got away with it. You know, I'd just like to see him adjust a little bit better in space. I think there were some times where he had a chance to redirect, and it really wasn't as quick or as clean as it needed to be. Straight ahead speed is really, really good, but like I say, probably more of a special teams guy. He was on the punt team, the kickoff team, kickoff return, all those things for Kansas City. So he's going to get an opportunity here. The interesting one is this Albert Huggins, who they got from the Falcons. He's a guy that's kind of been bouncing around a little bit as a defensive tackle. And I thought, okay, they're going to try and go get them a one technique. But Huggins is a little bit more of a three than he is a one. But I've seen him play nose, and I've seen him play but more three. He's got really good lateral slide to his game. So when the ball goes outside of him, you could see him playing off blocks and getting on the outside. He's got a touch of quickness to him. He'll hold the point of attack with some squareness. He doesn't get turned. You can see him when he'll adjust back to find the ball. Like wherever the ball is, he's pretty good at getting back in on the play. You know, hold the point of attack with some strength. He doesn't have many pass rush moves. Works down the line of scrimmage. He can beat the cutoffs, the reach blocks, stuff like that. Kind of a little bit better run player than he is a pass rusher. But he'll stay active.
Do you think he'll make the team?
I don't know. I'm interested, and this is why I think they signed this guy. I think they're looking for a backup three. I believe they want to take Golston and maybe work him on the edge and maybe get him back. You know, Golston has been the backup three technique here. And I wonder if they're thinking like, okay, if we can get Huggins to come in here, maybe he shows us a little something. Maybe he could be the backup three.
Yeah.
And that'll allow us to move Golston over to maybe to the right end or move him to the left end and just let him play as a backup guy. They might be a little bit worried about what's going on with their edges since they lost some of that depth.
Yeah.
You know, with Fowler and Armstrong and those guys going out the door.
And losing Sam Williams.
And then losing Sam Williams, yeah. So they might be looking at a shuffle to try and find a backup three in order to allow them to move the guy. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I'm excited about the scrimmages. The scrimmage tomorrow, and looking forward to reporting back on that tomorrow with you guys, and kind of give you an idea who shined and maybe who needs a little bit more work.
Cannot wait for that, Brian. A lot of players with a special opportunity, and Broadus is going to be there with his scout's eye to deliver the goods. We will have Krusty's Corner back at its normal time tomorrow at 3:40 if you want to tune in for that, although the practice doesn't start until 4 o'clock Texas time, right?
It'll be 4 o'clock. So yeah, the first couple hours I'll be with you guys,
okay,
and then go watch the scrimmage, and then I'll be back with you guys for the 6 o'clock hour.
Perfect.
So maybe take that whole six and kind of figure out what we need to do there to talk about what we saw.
I love that. The Corner brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. It was a tough afternoon for the Rangers. They tried to claw their way back into it, but they dropped 6-4. If you're calling this a season, I mean, it looks to be appropriate today, but they're still just 5.5 back. So let's take a deep breath and see if they can get some momentum coming up. Day off tomorrow, and then they will take on the Yankees. Mariners continue their series against the Tigers this evening. DeGrom tomorrow, the team's visiting the White House. He's staying at Globe Life Field to do a 20-pitch round of live batting. Apparently, if he went to D.C., it could have set his recovery back a week or so. So the Rangers are trying to keep that that strict schedule, and if the session goes well, he's expected to throw a 2-inning session to hitters while the Rangers are in Boston early next week, and if both those go good, then boom. He could be on his way to some rehab starts in the minor leagues. That could be exciting to go watch. And tough news for UT Longhorn sophomore tailback CJ Baxter, LCL and PCL right knee, is going to require surgery and miss the 2024 season. All right, we're back with the Get Right. We'll crosstalk with Reggie and Blake and see what they have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.